the miniaturist. She is jackhammering needlepoint through a hank of satin blanched in a wash of milk light, the rippling fluorescence, her sculpted hunch snow-capped by the light above the workbench, the ceiling veined with shadow play of plumbing, gurgling like hand-fed pigeons. House shoes drag out her listening, and she thinks of seafoam inching the linoleum's edge, dampening the sill between laundry and garage, where his voice catches like a sweater thread on a cuticle, unsure of loss or longing, before he enters her field of vision to peck her forehead as if it were parchment. And he tells her it is good, and she thinks, comme ci, comme ça, it will do. Everywhere appears the synecdoche projecting from the frugal mind in which she squints at sea swells that broaden like a yawn before they spasm into compressed light and the idea of light, and the rhythm in between them is the precision she crafts into displays she wants to carry through the vastness that follows the hollow and diminishment of her bones, the rudderless boats and unchartable shores, the buoys doddering silently mid-motion like satellites she seizes fraction by fraction from the lips of stars ever imploding on the unseen roofs of her balsa wood boxes.